Welcome to Simplero. I'm going to give you an overview today of everything that is in Simplero and just give you a quick frame of reference of what's going on in your account and in your dashboard. So when you first log into your account, you're going to see this dashboard. If you haven't been using Simplero for very long, this is going to give you a checklist of things that you can do to get your account set up. And as you complete them, it will check it off for you. So like I said, if you're new, this is a great place to start in knowing what to set up. Another great place to start would be in our guides section. We do have a quick start guide, and that walks you through the basic settings that you'll need to set up, such as your account information, your payment processors, all of that that's going to be in your settings section. You'll find information on that in that quick start guide. The next area I want to draw your attention to before we begin is this little help section down here. If you click on that, it is going to bring up our screen where you can submit a support ticket. So as you begin to type in your question, you're going to see this red box pop up. It's going to give you some suggested guides that may or may not answer your question. So you can always look through there. If you still don't find the answer, go ahead and finish filling out the support ticket and hit send it. Now, something to note when you are submitting your help ticket is that it does give us the link to your account where you're asking the question from. So if it's a general question, not a problem for you to do it from this dashboard screen and then hit help. But if you do have a question about maybe a specific list or a specific purchase, a product, a media file that you're having trouble with, we do ask that you try to hit this help button from that particular screen. That way we can get a good feel of what's going on. We appreciate you giving us the most information possible. It helps us to answer your question as best we can, as quickly as we can. So once you've typed in your question and sent it off to us, we do our best to get back to you within 24 hours so that we are available to you 7 days a week. Again, you can look through the suggested ones in the red box, or if you still don't find the answer and you want to do a little bit more research while you wait for us to get back to you or before you ask us, you can always click on the link up here to the help site, which will take you right into our guide. So you see the quick start guide that I mentioned before that's going to walk you through all the basic settings and everything you'll need to get started. We've got the guide section, which is going to give you much more information, much more in-depth information about everything that Simplero has to offer. And then we have our end user guide, which we do link to in several of our guides. This is a section for you that you can share with your clients. So if they ever have a question about accessing their content, or they're having trouble with their password, or they need to update their payment information with you, you can direct them over to this end user guide, and it'll answer some of those basic questions for them. So now back to your Simplero account. I'm going to go ahead and walk you through everything that you're going to view here. So as I mentioned, when you first log in, you're going to see your dashboard. You might see this notification box pop up that it might be telling you about new features that we have available. You can always hide that notice and it'll go away. And then for new users, you will see this kind of little checklist here that you can see what you might need to set up, and it will check it off as you have done it. You can also click down here where it says remove the screen and go to your regular dashboard. This is what some of our users who've already finished that checklist will see when they log in. But this is your dashboard. It gives you an overview of your revenue, broadcasts, things like that. So that is the dashboard screen. Now, on the side here, you will see your menu options. Now, our menu does line up with our guide. So you'll see here it says list and contacts. If you go into our guide, you'll see list and contacts. The second section is site, and then you'll see in our guides, the second section is site. And then same thing underneath each of these, it gives you the submenu sections, and those are going to be the same thing as when you click on that menu. So if we click on list and contacts, then we see list, context, tags, segments, fields, and same thing in our guide section here when we go to list and contacts, We've got lists, contacts, tags, segments, and fields. So we try to keep it all lined up for you. So if you do have a question, it is easy for you to find by going to our guide. Just look in the same area that you're in your Simplero account. Find that same header, subheader in the guide section, and you should be able to find some answers to your questions. So looking at each section here, the list and contacts section, the first area you've got is the list. This is going to show all of your lists that you've created within Simplero. The one with the house next to it is your default list. This is where anybody who purchases a product from you, there's always a little box on the order form screen that asks them if they'd like to get email updates from you. If they check that box that yes, they do want to be on the list with the house next to it is the list that they are being added to. So you can change which list is your house list by simply clicking the house next to it, or you will see it in your settings section, and you can check out our guides on settings to find out more about that. If you ever want to remove a list from your view, you can also just click the little star over here and it'll no longer show up for you. But this screen will just give you a quick overview of all your lists. And then if you click on the list itself, then you can go in and find out more detailed information, such as who the subscribers are. You can create sign-up forms, add content to it, such as freebie content. You can also set up auto responses like a welcome email, things like that. Again, you can find more information about this in our quick start guide as well as our guide so that you can set those up for you. The contact section is just going to give you an overview of every contact that you have in your account. It gives you their name, their email address, products that they've purchased, lists that they're subscribed to, any money that you've earned from them, how long they've been a contact, and all of these are things that you can click on to be taken directly to that information. We also allow for you to add tags to contacts in the system or create a segment. A segment is basically a group, such as like people who are in list A but haven't bought list B. It'll give you that subgroup out of that. So those are what those are, and you can find more information again on those in the guide section. And then the field section is where you would add any information that you want to have appear on a sign-up form or order form. You don't have to use all these fields every time you create a sign-up form or an order form, but if it's something that you would want to know at some point, you'll want to make sure it's in the contact fields in use. And you simply can just take the box from the side of the screen and drag it over. And again, you can find more information on how to set those up in our guides. So moving on, we have a site section. Simplero does offer you a full site. So you can use it as a product catalog and list your products, which would then be linked to sales pages and order forms. You can have a blog. You can have different web pages on there if you want. It does allow for comments, and we are setting up different themes. Right now we have one theme available, but we do have more coming. If you do have a domain URL that is customized for you and you would like to use that, you can set that up and you can find more information on how to do that in the settings section of our guides. But it is a full service website, just like anything else, with the ability to customize it to link to your products that are in Simplero. Then moving on to the communications section, this is where you'd send out emails to your customers. So in the first screen, the broadcast, you'll see any draft emails you have set up, any emails that are scheduled to go out, and then any emails that have already gone out will be in the delivered section. We do offer a support tickets section, and this is the same system that we use to manage your support tickets when you have a question to ask of us. But here, this would be if your customers have a question that they're that they want to ask you. And then, of course, you can create custom email templates in here as well. Moving along to the products section here, this is going to show you all the products that you have in your Simplero. And you would add them here, add in your pricing, link to your sales page, all of that sort of thing. If you click on the product, you'll be able to see all the subsections as far as setting up sales pages, pricing, creating your order form. And again, you've got the ability to add in auto responses here as well. And you can find out more about creating those products and customizing them in our guide section. The next area is the product catalog. Now, if you're not using the site section and you haven't enabled it, then when someone goes to your Simplero URL, they will be directed to your catalog. So your Simplero URL, you can see mine right here. This would be found in your settings section down here in Simplero. That's where you would set it up. So if you were to type in this URL, you'll be taken to my product catalog. If your site is enabled, which mine is at the moment, then it would take you to the site rather than the product catalog. But from here, the product catalog, if you have the product catalog page turned on in your site, or if you have not enabled your Simplero site yet, then this is where you're going to control what products are viewed on that product catalog page. You can also set up categories here so that you can categorize your products and rather than just have them all lumped together. Again, if you want to check out our guide section, we do have a lot more detailed information on how to list the products, unlist the products, and how to utilize the product catalog versus the site, or using the site versus the product catalog in our guides section. So if you have any questions there, then I would definitely suggest checking that out. You've got your purchases screen here, which is going to tell you all the purchases that have been made in your Simplero account. It'll show you anybody who's paid, any purchases that were done free of charge, any purchases that have expired. If somebody is on a payment plan or a subscription plan and their payment method has failed, it'll also show you failed charges. So you can find out a lot of information here about what money is coming in and being processed through your Simplero. If you go into the invoices, you can actually click on the individual invoices to find out more information as well. And then we do have a global coupon section. Those would be coupons that could be good on all the products that are available in your Simplero, but you can always add individual coupons that are only effective to an individual product from within the product itself. Moving along to the content section, this here is where you're going to see your spaces. Spaces are, some people refer to them as their classrooms, or other people refer to them as their membership portals. This is where you're going to be loading all of your content for your online programs. So you would create a space here, and then if you click on the space itself, you can configure it. You can go to the content section to add in the pages and control the access. There's a lot that you can do with spaces. They can be paid spaces, free spaces. You can have both paid content and free content that exist in the same space. It could be a self-paced space where you're essentially doing nothing and your customers are moving through and receiving the content all on their own. They could be evergreen programs. There's so many different options, and we do have a lot of customized guides to walk you through very specific program setups such as those. So if you wanted to do a self-paced program, we have a guide that's going to specifically walk you through how to create that product so that they get the content as they need it rather than you just throwing a whole bunch of content at them, or a specific guide on how to set up a space that has both paid content and free content. So you've got a lot of options there. So I really do suggest checking that out. Maybe there's a setup that you hadn't thought of before, or maybe you have one that we haven't thought of before, and you can always let us know if you have questions. The next section is the media files section. Now you can load your media files directly into your space or into a broadcast, but you can also load them here into the media files section. Once they're already loaded somewhere, they will appear in the media files section as well. And then we have worksheets, which you can, again, you can connect these into a space, or you can just use the URL to send them off. And we do talk more about those in our guides. So if you have any questions about creating them or utilizing them, be sure to check that out. Then moving on to the automation section. Automations are similar to your autoresponders. We oftentimes recommend them over the autoresponders, especially if you're using the same sales funnel of emails for different lists. Then you can just create that sales funnel of emails in the automation section and connect multiple lists to it rather than having to recreate that email every time. The automation also gives you a lot more versatility and control over when those emails go out. You can put in specifics such as the last day of the month or on a Monday between 10 and 9 a.m., whereas the autoresponder, you can only set it up to be a certain number of days after they have registered for the list or purchased the product. So automations gives you a lot more flexibility. And again, this is an area where you can do a lot with it. You can use it as your sales funnel, as a click funnel, where people are essentially moving through your sales process, your leads move through all on their own without you having to really do anything or even send them an email. It's all automated for you. So this is another great area to be checking out our guides, as we do a lot of guides to give you some different ideas of how you can utilize automations and some best practices. We do also have triggers, which are automatic events that occur within Simplero, but they're going to be one-time events. So such as somebody subscribing to your list, when they subscribe, what do we want to happen right then? Or if they've clicked a link in an email, what do we want to happen right then? They're going to be one-time actions, and you can use them in a lot of places in your Simplero account. And then the email library is where you can store all of your emails that are going to be used in your automations, or emails that maybe you send on a regular basis through the broadcast communication area. You can save them in here so that you don't have to retype them every single time. The next section is the marketing section. Here you're going to have your affiliates programs, if you want to offer those and set those up. We do have the landing pages section, but in the list you will always see the option for to create your sign-up forms there. And in your products, you always have the option to create product sales pages there as well. You can access them from here, from the landing pages, but you also have the ability to create standalone landing pages, which are just like any other web page. It's just a single web page, and it's going to use your Simplero URL, and it could be for anything. So you'll see that there. And then we do have some templates in here that you can create as well for the landing pages. You can edit the ones that we have. So we've got some embedded ones as well as the full page ones. So if you want to make some minor custom tweaks, if you're good with coding, then you've got that ability here. And then the last area is the settings section, which I've mentioned a few times. Here you're going to find your account settings. This is where you're going to put in your account name, your currency, your company contact information, your email contact information, that sort of thing. This is where you can control which list is your house list and utilize the support tickets area. You've also got your payment processors. Here you can change your URL if you have a custom one. You can put in custom branding such as your colors and graphics, use an email domain, things like that. So again, you want to check out the guides. There's going to be a lot more information on all of these areas. And then the last area within there is your plan and billing. So if you ever want to update your card information or change your plan, that is where you would do it from, is the plans and billing section. So that's an overview of your Simplero account. Again, if you have any questions, you can always click on the help button here or check out our guides to find out more information.